And the Justice Department says it's cracked an international identity ring that could make you at least think about cutting up your credit card when you hear the details. To start with, U.S. officials say hackers stole more than 40 million credit and debit card numbers from major U.S. retailers. Among them are Barnes & Noble, TJX, which is owner of TJ Maxx and Marshall's clothing stores. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR, Boston.
A grand jury here indicted 11 people around the globe. Attorney General Michael Mukasey says it's impossible to put a dollar figure on the damage.
Computer networks and the internet are obviously an indispensable part of the world economy. They also provide extraordinary opportunities for criminals.
Boston's U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan says the hackers started all their sophisticated work with a very low-tech security breach.
Simply driving around in a car with a laptop computer looking for accessible wireless computer networks.
Sullivan says once they found stores with unsecured systems, the hackers coded their way right in. TJX discovered its breach in 2006 after millions of credit card numbers were stolen. The company now says the broad reach of this international ring shows it's an industry-wide problem. Online security expert Richie Jennings agrees.
So it's entirely possible that a number of these companies weren't even aware that they had a data breach at all, and they're just finding out right now.
And if they didn't know how important it is to secure personal data, they'll be hearing it soon from their customers. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.